Okay, so how did this play come to be? What was the inspiration from it? What influenced it?
I did not grow up with musical theater in my life. I was a rock drummer and then wrote rock songs and had bands as a guitarist, singer. And I brought some rough mixes of an album to a friend of mine who was an A&R executive in the business. Very excited to play my stuff, and I thought he was going to sign me. And he told me, "You're never going to make it as a rock kid. You ought to be playing. You ought to be writing for musical theater or children's music." Said you've got these great catchy melodies, and they're really clear, and I know exactly what you're thinking about, and characters in your songs. It's terrible for rock, but it'd be great for musical theater or children's music. And I went home and licked my wounds for a few days. And then I thought, well, I'll give it a try. And so I put together a version of a show based on songs that I had with the help of my then girlfriend. And we put all the songs on cards and we arranged them out on the table and kind of pieced together a story, which would end up becoming still the backbone of the story that the show has now. But I had never written anything like this. I was never written a play. I didn't know what I was doing. And it was terrible. But I kept getting more people to look at it and give me feedback. And I started reading books. And I started learning what it means to put together a musical. And so slowly those songs, the lyrics would get, I'd rewrite the lyrics from the songs, or I'd throw the songs out and write new songs. And so it just evolved from that. And I kept having great readers give me great input. And then I got into NIMS, the New York Musical Theater Festival, and deferred for a year because I just thought I wasn't ready. And I got the wonderful Sam Forman to be my co-writer on the show, someone who has written lots of plays and musicals and really knows what he's doing in this whole space. And so he helped bring this to really make it work, make it a real musical. But along, I feel the songs do the work now, but still, they sound like my songs. They're rock songs. They're not musical theater songs. And that's been important to me to do that, because that's just the music that resonates with me.
So what did you grow up listening to?
Oh, man, I was, when I was 6 years old, I heard Obladi Obladi in a Papagino's pizza shop. And I looked at my dad, and I said, "Dad, what is that?" And he went home and gave me the White Album. And for the next 2 years, I would get up, he played bass, so he had a bass with a high music stand in the chair with the lyrics. I think that the lyrics were printed off a fold-out poster from the White Album. I would stand on the chair, conducting the stereo, reading the lyrics to the whole White Album. That's like all I did for 2 years, so that's when I fell in love with music.
Who do you think will enjoy this production the most?
That's a good question. I think the people who like traditional musicals, we've done it twice now. We did it at NIMS, and then we did it down in D.C. in 2011. And, it's so funny that, and I think, people who don't traditionally like musicals, I think they can like this too, and have liked it too, because it's rock songs. It's a rock concert, and half of the show takes place in clubs that the band's playing, and there's an open mic and the band. And so it's like, if you like rock shows, those people might like it, because I kind of liked it, because it's half of it is a rock show. But also, it's a real traditional boy meets girl musical where there are these real characters to relate to and root for. I know it's the dumbest thing to say to everyone, but and I don't mean everyone. But I think it's for people who like musicals and for people who don't like musicals.
So you need special people to really, pull all this off. So talk about, you know, the cast. How do they play a role?
One of the ways in which we need special people is that the cast is in the band. You know, three members of the band are three, and then actually all of them have little parts, but they're three real characters, three big characters that are in the band, and somebody else who plays at open mics, and so we had to find people who could play instruments, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a casting challenge. But then also people who could sing, you know, who know how to, like, take their vibrato down and sing in rock and pop styles and not in a Broadway style. That's really important to me and to the whole thing, that these songs continue to sound like rock songs and not like something else, you know? I'm not against Broadway style singing. I'm amazed by it, but it just doesn't really belong in the show, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You said after you licked your wounds a bit, you kind of got into, you know, the whole musical theater experience. You started reading. You started, you know, what shows did you watch? What shows did you, you know, check out and say, wow, yeah, I think I'd like for this to be something like this?
Totally. There were a couple things that at least one thing I had seen before this happened, I think. A little before this happened, I'm not sure the chronology, but I think a little before this, I saw Hedwig down at the James Street Theater, is that what it's called,
where mm-hmm.
it opened. And I was blown away. And I still think that's one of the best things ever. and so at least having that in mind, then you think, oh, this is something I'm interested in doing. I've also I love Passing Strange. And another one that Stu and Heidi did at the Public last year, I forget the name of it. They did this, like, kind of, but I'm big fans of Stu and Heidi. Those are, like, the strongest rock musical theater writers.
Okay.
I also think Charlie Cotness is wonderful. Through a different style, but I think he's great. I love his humor and the way his humor is in contemporary things and in his music.
So moving forward, what else is there that you want to accomplish with this production? It's a new run, so what are your new goals for yourself?
Well, this was, you know, when I started writing this thing 7 years ago, never having written a musical, directed some performance art things, but I hadn't been, this was like a whole new thing, and I remember people saying, yeah, this thing could work, this could be, like, I could see this off-Broadway, and could, you know, being licensed for other places, and I thought that was pretty good. So, just getting to have an off-Broadway opening, that's been the goal for so long for this, you know, getting to this point. I feel like it's amazing that we're getting to do that. So my only goal is that it runs a long time so that a lot of people get to see it and to share it, you know. It's that totally magical feeling of sitting in a room with 200 people. Well, so far it's been 100 people now. I guess I'll be 200 people. And the lights go down and people share a dream that you have, you know. I don't have anything else like that. So I just hope to get to share this particular dream with